Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Browns losing to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday in London. And again, they had the lead. They had the game. Defense needs to make one stop. Defense didn't make that stop. Then again, defense ended up having Minnesota be able to relax and think about things because Kevin Stefanski called three timeouts. That wasn't good, as it turned out.
Offense, I feel like I have a hangover from
and
that.
And the offense didn't do squat earlier in the fourth quarter. And if they had done even squat, then, by golly, there's probably not enough time left there.
I feel like it's a hangover. It's not even therapy Monday. It's hangover Monday. And maybe because the game was so early, too. It sounds like we got word Kevin's there. We're good. 1:30. Kevin Stefanski today at 1:30. So
it was scheduled for 3. He's going to be at 1:30. We'll hear it right here on the Fan.
That doesn't mean anything, right?
It's just complimentary losing yesterday, Andy.
Is that what he said?
No, it's what I'm saying. We have to play. By the way, aren't you tired of that? That's the new buzz in the NFL this year. We have to play complimentary football. In other words, we need to not stink in other areas of the game. Yesterday, you played complimentary losing football.
The other big theme that kind of, you know, and Kevin said this a lot over the years, too. He said every play, every drive's got to end in a kick, and that includes punt, you know. So they feel like they can win if every drive ends with a kick. Extra point, field goal, punt.
Okay.
Kickoff, right?
Browns ran it 32 times yesterday. Quinshon Judkins averaged 4.8 yards a carry. Dylan Sampson has been a ghost in the offense. He had 2 touches yesterday. 1 carry for -4 and 1 reception for 6. Personally, I'd like to see him be a little more creative and use Dylan a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. He is kind of, I mean, since Quinshon came back, he's been kind of non-existent.
MIA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerome Ford had 5 carries for 18 yards. Jerome can carry the ball. We know that. I personally think they could be a little more creative with the way they're using their running game. It's working. Now, Scott just said, and he's right, in the NFL today, he guessed between 30 and 35 passes for Dylan Gabriel. He threw 33, so Scott was right on the money. With 19
receptions, though, that's the...
Yeah. It's not all on him.
No, but...
You put it there, somebody's got to catch it. Andy,
unless you're living to see another down. There were some plays yesterday, like... There were plays that Dylan Gabriel made yesterday that I thought Joe Flacco doesn't make. And then there were also some plays where I think Dylan pulled the trigger a little too quick. And those are the ones just to get rid of it, which is okay. It was his first
NFL start.
It was his first game.
Start. Yeah. Scott's in Lorraine. Hello, Scott.
Scotty.
Hey, Andy. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you?
It's therapy Monday, but
yes, it is.
Andy, Jeff, good morning. I appreciate you guys not making me hold as long as the gentleman earlier.
Can we give you a little behind the scenes fact? He was holding from the morning show. Like, we picked him up 20 minutes into our show. Jeff, out of the kindness of his heart, picked him up. We have 15 different phone lines we can go to. Jeff picked that one up.
Fantastic.
I mean, and the guy's like, I had to wait on hold for 2.5 hours. Well, we were nice enough to pick you up after being on the air for 25 minutes. So
here's the Menigan line. You ready, Scott? Hang on.
Yes, sir.
You know you do have free will, right?
Right. Well, hey, I also want to tell you that I played quarterback, but I played it in Madden, okay?
Nice.
Okay, good
nice.
Job. Yeah.
Did you play it left-handed?
Give it to your coach.
Play it left-handed?
Weren't you the quarterback that his season ended because of carpal tunnel? Is that true?
Right.
Okay.
Right, yes. And I had outpatient surgery on that too, Andy.
Nice.
But when we talk about the Landry line or the Chuck Noll line, you know, I wanted to bring up a couple things is that, you know, Kevin Stefanski's losing seasons have been 8-9, 7-10, and 3-14. The other two seasons have been winning seasons, playoff football. And I know everybody's quick to write them off, but, you know, even we, as you gentlemen, as broadcasters, me as an engineer, we make mistakes in our daily lives, whether it be, you know, doing work, maybe doing something around the house. We make mistakes. Now, Kevin's game management at the end, not great. Okay, you can say that he shouldn't have called the timeouts, should have called the timeouts. He's made mistakes. But I think if you look back at Chuck Noll, he went 1-13 in 69, 5-9 in 70, drafted Terry Bradshaw in that 70 season, and then took three more seasons to get a winning season. Chuck Noll had five losing seasons and one 500 season, but he ended up coaching for 23 years with that team. I think sometimes we're so quick because we as Cleveland fans, we've gone through this for so long of the losing and the heartache that we're quick to move on. I think this is Andrew Berry's best draft. I really want to hope and think that Haslam's will stick with these two guys and give them a little bit more time because you can see that the locker room is bought in. You can see that the culture is changing, in my opinion. Now, when losses like Cincinnati and the loss like yesterday happen, it stings. It hurts. But we have to continue moving on. Last but not least, Jeff, if you're interested, we do have a lottery pool. More than welcome to join us.
Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I will tell you, my buddy JJ,
mm-hmm.
who works downstairs, he and I have a nice game we play.
I was just down there this morning.
I give him $1, $2. I don't put much into the lottery because, mm-hmm. okay, I figure my chances aren't good anyway.
That's true.
But we have fun because I go in, here you go, Jay, and I say something very, you know, optimistic, witty. And he scans them and he looks at me, holds them in front of my face, and rips them in half.
How much fun is that? Somebody was just sitting there 2 seconds ago, and
that's
she
fun
said,
for him.
I'll take six, whatever they were. And she goes, and I'll take six winners, too.
Nice.
I was like, Jay only sells winners.
I haven't even won like $4 lately. JJ downstairs and JJ on the line. Hello, JJ.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Good. Hey, Jay, got about a minute. Go ahead, bud.
All right, I'm going to start by saying I think the future is looking bright for us. This was the first draft where we drafted a whole bunch of players that is on the field who's actually contributing. Who's to say it's going to get better? But I'm going to just tell y'all something that I thought was funny yesterday. My son, he's 18. He just all of a sudden, you know, we watching a game, and he says, like, where did I become a Browns fan? did I just inherit this from you? He's like, can I ask for a trade? I said, no, you can't trade. We got to just ride it out and see what happens. So that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to just ride it out and see what happens. I don't know.
I don't know
if they're going to get good or not. I don't know.
That was optimistic. All right, all right. You reminded us of why we are Browns fans.
Yeah, I was going to say
many of us generational.
I was going to say good parenting, JJ, but I'm not so sure anymore. Not so sure. Coming up at noon, Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network is going to join us. We'll get Tyvus' thoughts on what happened yesterday. But again, oh my goodness, 17 or fewer points in 10 straight games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.